A patient who gets a kidney transplant also needs expensive drugs to make sure their body does not reject the new organ. Medicare will cover the costs, but until recently, the coverage stopped after 3 years. That can have major implications for patients, including the loss of the transplanted kidney. New legislation is changing this. WHYY's Alan Yu has more.
Penny Cooper got a kidney transplant 5 years ago. She's been taking several medications every day since then. One of them is a drug to suppress her immune system, so her body does not reject the transplanted kidney. She has a bag full of pill bottles.
This is my medicine. It looks like a lot, but it really isn't.
Cooper worked at a hospital full-time for decades, until she had to leave her job because of her failing health. Now she has a part-time job, but sometimes she still struggles to pay for what she needs. Her medicine costs around $100 a month.
I live alone. My rent is almost $1,200 a month. You understand? I got to eat. It's not easy. Do you eat or do you get your meds? Do you pay your rent? And it's the truth about that you got to steal from Peter to pay Paul.
Sometimes she's had to ask her family to help her pay the bills. She credits the team of social workers at Temple Hospital for making sure she can always get her medicine. The drugs that transplant patients need are expensive. Medicare will cover them, even if people are not old enough to qualify for the program. But until recently, that coverage ended after 3 years. The new rule changes that.
So obviously everyone was very excited, and I think most people in the field considered it a win.
Roy Bloom directs the Kidney and Pancreas Transplant Program at the University of Pennsylvania. He's worked with transplant patients for more than 20 years. He said that in the past, the 3-year limit on Medicare coverage put patients at risk of losing their transplanted kidneys. However, the new change still only pays for the immunosuppressive drugs.
It really is more like a stopgap to allow people to find other ways to get insurance.
This expansion to Medicare coverage does not pay for doctor's visits, lab tests, and other services that a kidney transplant patient needs to keep their kidney. And it does not cover any of these things for patients who get organs other than kidneys. But even this change only came about after years of lobbying. And advocates say it will take more years of work to fill in the other gaps in coverage. Alan Yu, WHYY News.